You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Most of President Trump's attention this week has clearly been occupied by events along the southern frontier, but on Monday morning, he took some time to address his plans for a different frontier.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space.
The way to do that, according to the president, is to establish a sixth branch of the U.S. military, a space force. The president directed the Pentagon and the Department of Defense to start plans for the new branch immediately, but it will take an act of Congress to officially establish it. Still, the idea does pose some interesting practical questions. Here to talk them over, Roger Hanberg. He's a political science professor and space policy expert at the University of Central Florida. Dr. Hanberg, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Oh, pleased to be here.
Is this a new idea that the president has proposed, or is he sort of taking an old concept a few steps further than we've seen previously?
This is an idea that's been around since the beginnings of the space age back in the 50s, but this is the first time it's gotten any political residents at the level of the president. How it would be done organizationally has not been as big a focus, although there was the United States Space Command that was started in the 80s. It was terminated after 9/11 because at that time they had an idea that you could only have a certain number of what they call combatant commands. And so the Space Command was disestablished and rolled into Strategic Command.
Well, now you're raising an interesting issue here, because as you have these different functions performed by the different military branches, how much of what this Space Force would do would take away jobs from the Air Force and the Army and other branches?
The Air Force would be the biggest loser, because the Air Force Space Command is a fairly significant organization in the context.
So I wonder if there might be some inter-service rivalry if there were to be a sixth branch.
Well, there's going to be that for one important reason. This means there's going to be another service trying to get money from the budget. That goes all the way back to Dwight Eisenhower when he created NASA so we would not have a military space race among the Air Force, Army, and Navy.
You've been studying space policy for some time, obviously. Does this announcement to you seem to fit more in 1968 or 2018?
It's 2018 only in the fact that there's been more talk about it. Trump, as president, has the same kind of orientation toward technology that Ronald Reagan did. Interestingly enough, Reagan was a sci-fi fan. This is where the Strategic Defense Initiative, Star Wars, comes from.
Yeah, right.
This idea that we're going to, in effect, put a dome over the United States so it'll be protected from any kind of attack. Trump is also buys into this technology thing. You know, this is the next bright, shiny thing. And it also makes him appear to be a very forward-looking president. So it's attractive at the presidential level. That's what's moved it up. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, because as Senator Nelson from Florida immediately announced, you can't do this without congressional support.
But I wonder if there is any reason to be worried about whether this is a slippery slope toward militarized space, or perhaps we're already there.
Militarized space has been going on since the 1950s. You got to distinguish between militarized space and weaponized space. With the Outer Space Treaty in the 1960s, there was a thing that said there could be no weapons of mass destruction. That was a separate treaty. There are no nuclear weapons. There's no whole bunch of other things. But what they didn't ban was weapons that are below weapons of mass destruction. So, for example, you can put weapons in orbit. There's nothing in international law that says you can't do it. But what has happened is the Russians and the Americans, the Soviets and the Americans at that point, came to an understanding that putting weapons in space was not necessarily very productive in terms of security, because all those weapons would be very vulnerable to attack. Plus, you'd have to spend literally billions and billions of dollars to give global coverage. So if you add a sixth service, are we going to cut the military budget up and give part of it to this service? Are they going to want more money? And that will be the showstopper as much as anything else.
At the end of the day, Do you think this is going to happen, or is it going to remain science fiction?
I think it will happen, but it may not happen in the form that the president is proposing it. The point is, right now, there's no real reason for it. Now, there's an argument made that what you really need to have is not a space force, but a space equivalent to the Coast Guard, Space Guard.
Well, this is sounds like a much more grounded vision of what a space force might look like. We've been hearing about it from Roger Hanberg. He's a political science professor and space policy expert at the University of Central Florida. Dr. Hanberg, may the force be with you.
Thank you.